Let's move on to prosthetic devices, just to mention them. The VA and TRICARE classify communication devices as prosthetics. They both acknowledge that communication devices are covered, so you won't have to go through a detailed process to prove that point to them, to the extent you're examining who's a recipient of VA benefits or someone who's insured by TRICARE. If you have an insurer who for some reason has a very poor DME benefit, I would go looking for prosthetic devices in the policy documents. You would approach it the same way. The key terms in the Medicaid definition, and again, these definitions are going to be copied by insurers too. I just use Medicaid and Medicare because they're easy for me to find. The role of a communication device as a prosthetic device is to correct physical malfunction. It provides a functional substitute, and the concept of functional substitution is directly in the Medicare definition, which is here as item number two, devices that replace all or part of the function of something that's malfunctioning. Okay, so there's the actual vocabulary of that test. If you remember that graphic that I had, this isn't my idea, actually. It comes from Crystal and Varley, Introduction to Speech-Language Pathology. It's a text. Those are two English authors, and it's a standard text on speech pathology.